Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vov. We're talking now about Oivid Avoy Dezorah, Achman Olson, from the Chiyuv Eskilo. Oivid Avoy Dezorah. What's the definition of being Oivid, serving Avoy Dezorah? So first the Mishnah says, Echad Ha'Oivid, which means each Avoy Dezorah has its specific Avoydah. We'll see more details of that. There's Baal Pa'or, there's Markulis, etc., the end of the Mishnah. That's in a general sense, the Mishnah without giving examples. Now the Mishnah gives examples of an Avodah which is not limited to one specific Avodah Zorah. Any Avodah Zorah, these things are considered being Oivid, that Avodah Zorah, Rachman and so on. Echad Azeveach, one who shechts a korban, the same way there's Lavdal of Adol shechting a korban to the Rabbi Nishalelam, offering a sacrifice was considered a regular form of Avodah, a classic form of Avodah. Ve'echad HaMekater, and one who's Makdir, one who burns the remains of the carbon on a site. Well, I don't even want to use the word Mizbeach. On a site which is dedicated to that Avodah Zorah. Ve'echad HaMenasech, one who pours wine, that was also considered an official act of service. Ve'echad HaMishtachaveh, one who bows down. Ve'echad HaMekabel Elov La'Eloika, one who makes a declaration and he says, we have to say it with the pronunciation Elihu. The reason why you could say it with the Shem Hashem is because we're talking about Avodah Zorah. The same way when the Torah says Zaveich Lelohim Yocharam, we're talking about Avodah Zorah, so there it's pronounced without, it's not a Shem Kodesh. Avol HaMegafef, one who hugs, embraces the Avodah Zorah. Menashik, one who, Nachman San, kisses the Getchka. Vamechabed, or he cleans the ground in front of it as a show of respect. Hamirabetz, he spills water in front of it in order to smooth out the ground in front of it. Kilu, he's sanctifying the ground in front of the Avodah Zorah as a show of respect. Hamirachetz, he washes it asoch, which means he anoints it in oil. Hamalbish, hamanel, it's all mishagoyim getchkes they would take, they would dress. Everybody remembers the story back to Avraham Avinu with the getchkes from Terach. Hamanil, one who puts shoes on. Oivim Beloisa say, these are not darke avoida, these are darke kovra of avoida zora. He's over a lav. Gemara says that this comes from a posuk later on in Sefer Shmoyis. Loisishtachave leleheim veloisa of them. Don't bow or serve them. We already have in Aseres HaDibros the lav of serving avoida zora. So the Gemara learns out, the Rav brings it, that we're talking over here about Avodah Zorah Shaloi Kedarko. So Mila, it's not to the penalty of Skilo, but there's a lav deraisa. Now, it happens to be Lecher, it should be a lav Sheish Maisa, it should be Malkus. The Poskim say Lemaisa that there is no Malkus, because this is what's called a lav Shebekloloys. Lav Shebekloloys is any lav, which is a general category. This is some discussion amongst the Rishon, what's been considered a lav shebeklolos, but this is an example of where you have, it's not going on a specific maisa, it's going on a whole variety of maisim, each one in its specific context. So that type of lav, even though it's a davar chomer, but it doesn't have malchus. The malchus has to be on a defined aveira that the Torah says. There's another lav also, hanoide b'shmoy v'amakayim b'shmoy. Somebody who's noide b'shmoy or somebody mekayim over here means nishba. Affirm, we use in English as sort of like swearing. Mekayim means to affirm, to establish something. He's establishing the name of Avodah Zorah, or he asks on himself something in the name of Avodah Zorah. There's a lav in the Torah. V'shem elihim acherim lo yisaskiru. The name of other gods, kiviyochel, should not be on your lips. In a way of giving them covet, giving them respect, giving them authority. That's a lav. Avada, there's no Malkus over there because only Bedibur. Hapoyer Atzma leBaal Pa'or. This was a disgusting avoida, the Baal Pa'or, which was the avoida Zor of Moyev, as mentioned in the incident, in the tragedy of Benois Moyev with Zimri. Over there, the avoida was to be Moitzi Tzoya, Bifnei the avoida Zor, Zui Avoidasoy. Svarim talk about, like, well, what type of show of respect is that? It's not a show of respect. It's a show of anything goes, hefkerus. That was Davoidim. Moyov is Begamatria 49, like the Memtesh Shari Tumah. Hazorik Evan Lemarkulis, throwing a rock, what's up, Samot Namaisa, throwing a stone in front of that Avod Zorah, Zui Avodasoy. So Melo, that would also be Mechayev Skila, or if it was B'shoigeg, bechatos. Hanoisin mizaroi lamoilich. The Mishnah says, if somebody gives his child, there was an avoda that's mentioned in Akhri Mois and Kedoshim, where they would bring children and they would put them through a fire. The fire would not burn up, the fire would be on either side, and the child would walk through. Now, there's a practical machlokes over here between the Rashi and the Ramban al HaTorah in Vayikra Yudches, but it's a lamdish machlokes. Rashi says that the way this Avodah Zarah worked was a person, a Rasha, would give over a child. It was of some type of very powerful Avodah Zarah. We don't understand the temptation for these things, but there was an Avodah Zarah of giving over a child, like Kain a korban to the Avodah Zarah. And as a show of being mekabel the Avodah Zarah, the priests would walk, the Koimrei HaMoilech would walk the child through the, on top of the fire, through the fire. The Ramban says, Alam de Shatan. The Ramban says, how could it be that there could be a chi of skila on Yenez HaMaisa? If the Koimrim are doing it, how could it be? Samel, the Ramban holds no. He would give it to the Koimer. The Koimer would be like the Koyin, Kiviyakul, Lavdol of Havdolos. Then the Koimer would, after being Magdish, the child, give it back to the father would walk through. So it's a Maisa of the father. That's why it could be chi of skila. Vinishvi, the Mishnah says over here, Kluos, Anoisim Mizar Lamoilech, and the chi of Achinimsa Lamoilech. You can read this either way, we just explained. Giving it over to the Komrim and then passing through the fire. If it was only the Mesira, the consecration, without the Havora Boesh or the Heve Boesh, and the Mishnah sounds like a repeat. There's some of the Schoes that don't have this double Loshen over here at the end. The Chet saying the same thing. The Torah delineates both. The Chiyav Mises with both. Bal Oiv. Is we had in Mishnah Dalet, we had it mentioned. What is a baloiv? Ze pisoim. It's a type of mechashev who would speak with the skull of a mace. You notice how in our American culture, one of the simonim of the chogah of Tumah, the goyim have their chogahs at the end of the year, times of darkness, their darkness. Our Yom Tovim are times of light, so they have their chogahs the end of October and November and December. So by their chogah that ushers in the darkest part of the year, that goes into the winter, so they have one of their simonim that they put on their lawns and on their front windows as a skull. That l'chor comes from this type of tumah. So there was this type of practitioner who would have training, he'd be able to tap into koiches ha-tumah and speak to a skull of a maze. Or, ha-medaber mishechyoi, he would be able to bring up the spirit of a maze. People don't die after they expire. Their spirit doesn't die, so the spirit can be brought down, brought up, whatever you want to call it. And it speaks from underneath the shoulder, from the armpit of the mechashev. Kanir, that's a place where there's an achiza of koiches ha-tumah. Yidoini, it's always in the Torah, is mentioned Oiv and Yidoini together. We had it again. We had it in the Mishnah Dal. It's also mentioned together. Zeh Hamidaber Bifiv. Also, he would take a bone of a certain type of living creature, of a chaya. Let's say, put it in his mouth and it would, Koiches HaTumah, would bring out a coil and that would give certain instructions or certain foreseeing the future. These things were real once upon a time. Today, nobody has a koich to tap in, even though there are places in the world where they do have very limited, but a certain amount of koiches of these type of things. Hare elu b'skilo, v'anishal behem b'ashoro. One who came to one of these practitioners to get advice, you can see the pasuk, one of the shvera episode in Tanakh, with Shaul HaMelech. The Elig Tzadik Shaul HaMelech comes to a woman who was a practitioner of these type of witchcraft, and he comes to be Dorish from the spirit of Shmuel Hanavi to find out what's going to be with the Mulchama. So Lamaisa, Shaul, the Mepharshim explained that Shaul thought that b'mokim sakona, b'mokim tzairich, one can be Shaul. He wasn't a practitioner himself. That for sure is also, but he can't. But he thought that he had a heter on being Shaul, it's loiv yidoni. Kimavu Hashem.